720 WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue until 2 a.m. And this is one of those weekends where I think the world starts to kind of focus on barbecue, and not that they're not focused the entire summer, but it is one of those weekends where the attention is heightened, right?
Yeah, it's time. Get the grill out. You know, the last hurrah. The weather's going to start turning soon, and get your family together and have a nice barbecue over the weekend. Why not?
While you're thinking about it, you can do that at home, have a nice barbecue at home this weekend, and it'll just be a primer for the real thing, for the world-class barbecue situation that happens and comes to Chicago once a year. It is one of my absolute favorite events. The Cushon events, Cushon 555 and Cushon Heritage Barbecue are... Yeah, I'm saying like the best bar none barbecue events that happen all around the country. If you ever see a ticket available, you ever see that name on a marquee, if you ever see it on a website, you want to get in there, you want to duck in, and they'll be coming next weekend here to Chicago over at the Lowe's Hotel. And the man behind it all, who started it and brings it on a consistent basis, is on the line. It is the founder himself, Brady Lowe. Brady, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. How are you?
I am doing well. I think the whole city is doing well, but that's only because we're just buoyed by the anticipation of Heritage Barbecue coming.
I'm excited. It's going to be an amazing week. This kicks off our four-city tour, and right after Chicago on 9/11, we're going to head to Atlanta, San Francisco, and Austin. So, I mean, those are four amazing cities that I just can't wait to get on the road.
You have done these at really cool venues around the city of Chicago, but I was excited to see the partnership that you have with Lowe's Hotel. And I mentioned it earlier, the Trib Tower, we're kind of in the shadow of it. It is directly to our east, and it is a beautiful facility. So talk a little bit about having, you know, one of your signature events right there at the Lowe's.
Yeah, we got really... really fortunate to work with the Lowe's Hotel. I mean, it's a great property. Not just that it's my last name, but
there's that coincidence too. But
yeah, so it's you know, it's amazing. Like, we got a rooftop situation. I mean, we come in earlier this year when we did Cushon 5, and you know, we go inside. It's a ballroom. It's beautiful, newer hotel, and now we're outside on that big grass area. We've got grills, we've got 20 different chefs cooking, whole animal, whole pig, sweetbreads and spare ribs is a new thing with John Mannion. So we've got this really great kind of feel for kind of taking barbecue outside, and the Lowe's is a beautiful host for it. So we're just really stoked. You know, Corey Morris is over there with Rural Society, which is Argentine Steakhouse, which if you're looking for Argentine barbecue, that's the spot to go.
Yeah, it's great, and it is barbecue and all the things that you know and love about it, but like you said, you're pushing the envelope in a bunch of different ways and then bringing some different styles. So there's that whole educational aspect to it with the global side. So let's talk about a handful of chefs that are competing. Obviously, there's always a friendly competition that goes with it. So talk about, you know, who's going to be there and then some of the cool flavors people are going to enjoy.
Awesome. Yeah, so we, as with Cushon 5, I mean, it's a tour and event dedicated to the awareness about heritage breed pigs. Heritage breed pigs, synonymous with flavor, lots of fat, lots of coverage, lots of instrumental flavor, grills up perfect, cooks perfect, just an amazing product to work with. So all these chefs get to work with a whole heritage breed pig from a local farm. We got Chris Pandel from Swift & Sons. Everybody knows him, Andres Padilla from Topolobampo, who runs it for Big Rick Bayless, Frank Valdez over at Broken English Taco Pub, Juan Kim of Kimski. I mean, that's he's a mashup between Korean and Polish, and then Ashley Aubin over at Solera, which is Spanish. So you got Frank Valdez, which is doing kind of a taqueria kick. You know, Andres Padilla is going to be following Rick Bayless, Armitage, and then Pendel is going to go like gastro Americana and bring all of his background into it. So these chefs kind of bring everything from all different corners of the world. And then John Mannion is going to bring it with Clandestina and Jonathan Meyer from Broken Shaker. We got Cures. We've got just a handful of amazing chefs who are all going to cook from different points in the globe. So just the idea about the event is, how do you take something from Korea, from Cuba, from Hawaii, and barbacoa from Mexico, and spare ribs from Kansas City, and turn it all into this global barbecue event? And that's what it's all about.
And then those other chefs, too, that are each going to be cooking a tradition. Got to ask, because of the amazing phone system in my headphones here. Like, Brady, are you in a pigsty right now? Are you?
We kept hearing the noise in the background.
That's my daughter Nugget. We have a baby pig, and she wants to be on air.
That's awesome. So here he is now. If you ever thought that this was just, you know, because everybody loves barbecue and Brady is out there doing the event, he is walking the walk, and he has brought an actual pig on the air with us as well. I think that's amazing. Any chance we may be seeing Nugget at one of the events? Or is Nugget, is she got the amnesty program going?
Nugget's a little high class. She only flies first class, so it's a little hard to get her to go coach with us.
If I was her, and I would say, like, hey, Brady, I'll hold down the fort at home. Yeah, I don't know if it's a safe place for her to travel with you at some of those events. You may have a chef that,
here's what we're cooking today.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, In her world, there's no 3-second rule. It's mine.
So, Brady, before we let you go, give information as far as the website and how people can get in on next weekend and enjoy all of those things. And I know you've got a couple other events involved as well for the weekend.
Yeah, for sure. So we do two charity dinners, Friday and Saturday night. So Friday night, we're like, both dinners are like 25 people. We're at two restaurant with a group of chefs, and then Saturday night, we're at Rural Society with Corey and a group of chefs, and they're both like $80, $90 dinners, Faust wines, tomahawk chops, I mean, just beautiful stuff. So those are two dinners, and then we got Sunday, we got the main event, that's at Lowe's. The website is Cochon555, that's spelled COCHON555.com. Tickets are available. You start at $100 for about 3 hours of all-you-can-eat and drink, all-inclusive. You're going to get endless amounts of wine, Silver Oak, Faust, $80 bottles of wine. You're going to drink 1942 Don Julio as much as you want, champagne. It's really a first-class affair. And then pair it off with all these great chefs cooking barbecue from around the world. It's educational. It feels good. And it's local, you know.
And it's going to taste good.
You see, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste, right? So if you can build in some education to all of that, awesome. And then, of course, the unlimited, Don Julio fountain, which goes along with it. And that is something I'm glad you brought it up, because you want to mention as well. You know, you get caught up into a lot of the culinary stuff that happens, but amazing spirits, great wines, and a great time. I mean, it is a fantastic event. And, of course, WGN listeners, stay tuned next week. We're going to have a few feature interviews with some of the participants as well as we get closer to this year's Heritage Barbecue. So thanks, Brady, for sharing. And we'll see you next week, and we'll talk to you next week as well.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Dane. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
All right. We appreciate Brady. See, that's great.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you ever thought that he wasn't completely walking the walk, he has an actual pig with him
on the air.
Because you heard that, right?
Yeah. I looked at you. I'm like, there's a pig in the background.
My first thought was that, like, hey, maybe he burped or something, and then and then it was very like signature pig noises. So I was like, okay,
yeah, he's got to have one there. Bring a lot of authenticity to the discussion right there.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to have Adam Rank from NFL.com, and we're going to talk about all things fantasy football, the kickoff of the NFL season, the ways that people enjoy, quote unquote, playing along with the NFL. Dino, you're in a number of different pools, right?
Sure. I'm in fantasy football leagues, the confidence pools, all kinds of stuff. I've been in and out of things over the course of a lot of years, so it's
confidence pool,
to
survivor pool,
all of
fantasy football. We're going to talk all that stuff. And you can text in or call in with your thoughts, any questions that you got for Adam Rank. He is one of the leaders in that field. Or even just like what it is that you guys do either at your work. I know that Esther came on wearing like five different pools.
Get your wallet out.
312-981-7200 to go ahead and text in or call in. A quick break, and we'll be back. It's Dane in for Patty on 720 WGN. You know, I'm pretty sure this is the new Buccaneer fight song. No, I'm just kidding. We've got Elif in the booth today. 720 WGN, Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And thanks to David Jennings, the master of the dramatic pause. We were all like, oh, no, what's going on? You know, I think the sports world collectively is having a kind of dramatic pause as they kind of just collect themselves and get ready for what is going to be an exciting, as always, right? NFL season, win, lose, draw, whatever happens with your team, you know, you can go out there and enjoy it. And through things like whether it's your local football pool, the confidence pool,
sure,
the survivor pool, or fantasy football, people are able to get over what will be probably a soul-crushing and disappointing Bears season by taking players from other teams and making your own team in the world of fantasy football. On the line with us, we've got a guy that that we enjoy very, very much, one of the best in the business, has his hand on the pulse of all things fantasy football from the NFL Network. It is Adam Rank. Adam, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you very much for having me once again. Always a pleasure to be on. However, I feel I'm a little off that we're going to start off under bad pretenses, that you think that this is going to be a soul-crushing season for the Bears. They're winning 10 games. I'm sorry to give you the spoiler alert.
Nice.
Winning 10 games, going to the playoffs, and that's it. That's it. I'm dropping the mic. See you guys.
Adam, no. I love that you would say that, and I know that so many in the listening audience also love that, because we spent probably the first 45 minutes of the program talking about psychics and being in touch with the other side, and if any of that holds true, and you have your magical NFL Network crystal ball out, and that is the future you see, I'm sure Bear fans will be excited.
That is, I agree. I understand why people are a little bit down, but man, the NFL changes so quickly. And I think last season, I mean, let's be perfectly truthful. Last season went probably a little bit better than people had anticipated. There were a couple of wins that were left on the table, that the ridiculous Golden Tate non-interception game, Jeremy Langford dropping that ball against the Vikings. And you start thinking, like, because if they went to the bye, because the bye week was I think that Golden Tate game was before the bye week, to where if they go to the bye week, and I almost said wait, but I've been doing better about stopping that. If they, forget it. I don't care. I'm in Chicago right now. Calling Chicago, whatever. If you win that game, you have a little bit of a different psyche, and, you know, things might turn out different. But anyways, I think that overall there were some positive signs. Beating the Packers on Brett Favre night, probably the highlight.
And, that was a great game. There's no question about that.
That's almost up there with Super Bowl 20 for me. If I could make one thing, like, yeah, that's it. That's it. They're good. What do you know? Super Bowl 20 and beating the Packers on Favre night.
Well, but Adam, isn't there any compassion for the obviously very frail but always legendary Bart Starr, who was there on the field?
Yeah, I was really torn. I mean, yeah, of course. You love seeing legends like that on the field. And then
beating
you see Aaron Rodgers and it makes you sick again. You're like, okay, I'm over this one. He just ruined it for me. Like, I didn't realize that his brother Jordan was going to be the hero that we were all waiting for when he showed up on The Bachelorette. I was ready to hate him.
No, he was the hero that one lady liked, that's for sure.
Adam, did you watch that? I was forced. My wife watched it, and they actually
you were forced.
Well, there was like a
go read. You couldn't do anything else. No. Pull out the iPad or whatever you're doing. You were forced to watch it.
They hid the room.
You watched it. You
loved it.
You
just admit it.
I just
admit it.
My wife was in, and this kind of ties into the current topic, but she was in a pool. Like, her office mercilessly had some kind of a bachelorette pool, which she did win. She won $60, you know, so congratulations. But we had to sit through the whole the whole time I'm just like, no one would do that. No one would act like that. But there you go. And I was wondering, you know, that whole, you know, where's the relationship? Why can't they get together? That was the relationship I wanted to see, was the Jordan-Aaron relationship.
Yeah, good luck on that one.
I think the producers wanted that, too. they were really – when they did the at-home and they had the two empty spots, not only did they have Aaron's empty spot, they had one for Olivia Munn. Like, okay, we're really going overboard.
And it was kind of cheesy. They had, like, the monogrammed place card at the table. You know, they had Aaron's stuffed animal, his favorite, you know, cup and plate right there.
A black and white photo of him on the table.
That they kept panning back, right, at the photos over the mantle. You know, something's missing.
someone's missing.
Well, you know what? They're, as far as for people's fantasy football teams, they're hoping that there's no one missing as they try to put together a championship season. What's so cool is that not only are you, you know, in and around all of this stuff, you know, living and breathing it, but you actually did a draft tonight.
Bro, I'm doing a draft right now as we're talking. This thing has gone on forever. Like, it seemed like a great idea to be like, yeah, we'll do 16 teams. And I'm
like, 16 teams?
Like 2.5 hours. We're lunatics.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the most I've heard of in a while. 16. I thought 12 was a lot.
This is Adam Rank, Dino.
I know. He's only going to do it big, or he's not going to do it at all.
You got to go a little bit deeper. When you're starting to look at your queue and you see Wendell Smallwood sitting there, and you're like, that's right now. He might get some work in.
You're the last player drafted on the 16th team.
Wendell Smallwood.
Yeah. So for those people, now I've done all the other different kind of pools. Dino has done a number of different. He was at the Cubs game, you know.
Yeah,
doing
I was the other night. This is me multitasking. I'm sitting in the first row right outside of the Pirate bullpen. And of course, they have to have a draft the night that I'm in the great seat watching a ball game. So here I am on my Yahoo, and I'm bouncing around trying to
find a Wendell Smallwood.
Yeah, trying to find a sleeper somewhere. And I'm at the mercy of whatever's on my phone. That's all I had to look at the time. I didn't get a chance to look at anybody's rankings or anything. I'm just going off of – luckily, I'd done one before that, so I was already in tune with what was going on. But, you know, that's the type of stuff when you're in fantasy football. Now with all the technology – you can do it wherever you're at. You don't have to be sitting in a room with 10 other guys, you know, deciding who you're going to pick or if a Wendell Smallwood's available, if you're drafting him or not. You know, you're able to do it pretty much anywhere, and you know, that's what it's all about. And, you know, I love it. I've been doing it for one league I've been in for 26 years, so it's been
nice,
fantastic. Yeah, and that's that one's an odd one because it's an auction, and we actually have done individual defensive players from the beginning.
Oh, geez.
Which really seems like, you know, it's catching on now. Like some leagues are doing it. Years ago, it was just offense only. But we, right from the beginning, we did both. And it's a 5.5 hour process. It's unbelievable. But it's a great time.
So, Adam, as you hear some of the kind of the things that are going on, the traditional, the different ways, explain to the listeners, for those people that are not familiar with it, like what are some of the most common ways that people can participate and maybe a tip or two before we go to break?
Well, you know, there's a wide variety of leagues, and a number of them host sites. Of course, NFL.com is the platform that we use. And we do offer just regular picks pools, survivor pools, or regular fantasy football. And basically, it's a math game is what it is. It's trying to figure out, you know, which player can score the most points and everything like that. And everybody can draft a player, and their statistics translate into points for you. And so it's really easy to get involved. You go to NFL.com, you can sign up right now. You can join a league with a bunch of random people, even if you want to. You don't be intimidated if you can't get 10 or 11 buddies together to go do this. You can join a league like that. And it's cool. You know, and again, like you were saying at the top, like if your team isn't very good, you can always keep an interest. Like, if you're in Minnesota now and you've got nothing better to do this winter, like, you should just go play fantasy football, because then that'll keep you entertained as Sean Hill's throwing pick after pick.
Before we go to the break, and of course, let the listeners know we're talking with NFL Network's Adam Rank. He is has his hand on the pulse of all things fantasy football. But I was excited to hear that that you guys have some of those kind of the easier, you know, people going to stick their big toe into the whole football, you know, pool water, that you do have the confidence pool and the survivor pool right there at NFL.com.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. They really embraced that over the last couple of years, realizing like people enjoy this stuff and they do it and they want to have a good time. And, you know, it's so funny just having one of my neighbors always tells me, like, she's always amazed, like, oh my gosh, everybody at my work's talking fantasy football. You're like, yeah, like people are really enjoying it. And I know living out in Southern California for the past 20 years without a football team, the main reason that people out here even followed this sport was because of fantasy. So it's really great to get people involved and watch and know the individual personalities. And so I think it's been a cool thing.
Well, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to have Adam Rank with us. He's going to give us maybe his thought process on some of the players that Wendell Smallwood, right? We've already kind of let that cat out of the bag.
Some sleeper that's beyond the realm of possibility.
Yeah, some of the players or some of the thought process when it comes to kind of assembling that team, and I definitely want to get his thought. Of course, you know, longtime Bears fan, obviously, but out there in Los Angeles as the Rams make it back. So just kind of taking the, you know, kind of the temperature of football fans in the LA area as the Rams come back to town. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more. It's Dane in for Patty on 720 WGN.